Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to call today Freedom Friday instead of Free for All Friday. As we head into the July 4th weekend, a.k.a. Independence Day, I thought it would be fun to stop for a minute or an hour and think about those heroes. We did that yesterday, and that seemed to go over real well with you. The Founding Fathers and the Founding Mothers. So instead of Free for All Friday, let's make this Freedom Friday today. When we look at the dissension in our nation today, we absolutely must think about and remember the price that was paid. To know more about our founders and what they are grieving, what they are longing, what were they longing for, what exactly did they fight for? We claim that 3%, and whether that's an accurate number or not, it's still etched in our thinking. And if the patriots of old, whether they be 3% or 10% or 20%, could fight and sacrifice as they did, is restoration of our republic an impossible task today? Where are we today? Where are you? On Freedom Friday, I send this to you. Freedom's call to one and all, to bear your minds and souls, to awaken the spirit of independence that our nation will again be whole. Freedom's call to be aware, to understand, and to take care. Responsibility lies with each one, to educate, remember, and not be dumb. Freedom's call to be silent no more. The forgotten must stand, the wolves are at the door. Liberty's in peril for the generation ahead. They'll have no freedom, for it will be dead. Freedom's call for one and all. Without your heroic plight, there'll be no liberty, there'll be no life. For to be slaves to government will only bring strife. Freedom's call to one and to all. A crisis is here. The call is quite clear. Our free republic has taken a fall. He said, if you can keep it, of our new republic so dear, we the people took it for granted, and keep it we did not. The republic for all must now be restored. Freedom's call is today and for all. I believe you all to be patriots. I lean heavily on you for encouragement. You lean on me for a good and truthful word each day. Freedom's call is here, and yes, even today, there is a high cost to pay. Your calls are welcome on Freedom Friday, but to speak about freedom, please, tell me where your heart is. Who is your favorite hero, or are you a revolutionary descendant of one? What will you do this Independence Day? Our founding fathers, they literally signed their life away. Barbecues and family fun, those are all okay. But be sure to take a moment or two in silence and pray. Pray for a nation that is divided. Pray for truth to be in sight. Pray for wisdom, strength, and boldness. Pray for leaders that they will be chosen. Pray for the safety of our president and vice president and for their families. Pray for your own. And please, pray for me. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's Freedom Friday. 877-895-5410. I'm always nervous when I do something a little different, like yesterday's interruption with from the news, and I decided to go with a more patriotic history to share history, to make our revolutionary war to make Independence Day more personal and more real to you. And I've already heard from a couple of you that really enjoyed it. And I wanted to share the note that I received. And I had a phone call early this morning asking how much the CDs cost. If you want a CD of the show, it's only $6. It's only $6. So I will be more than happy to burn a CD of the show for you. And I have to confess, if you're really good, you can just go to the website and download it. And they're there. But this came from a listener out of Wisconsin. He says, I remember watching these weekly TV episodes when I was a boy of 9 years old. Walt Disney made this series of programs, and he gave me the YouTube address for it, for TV about the Swamp Fox. A few years later, I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, while serving in the Navy. I sailed past Fort Sumter, piloting our U.S. Navy minesweeper many times during my service there. He said, today's show brought back many memories. These two men, just plain simple men, but soldiers, fighters. Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox, Thomas Sumter, the Gamecock. Stubborn, strong, bold, cunning, leading the militia in and out of the swamps and the woods, diverting, confusing the troops of Cornwallis, and bringing victory to the troops of George Washington and to the Revolutionary War, winning our independence. Had it not been for these men and others like them, they aren't the only generals. General Greene was another one. Who is your favorite revolutionary, founding father or hero, patriot? You know, they would probably scoff at us calling them heroes because I don't think they saw themselves that way. They were too humble for that. And when I think about where we are today, I have in my hand here, if you'll remember, and I need to get somebody on and really get updated, but you remember the FBI agent that shot Lavoie Finicum. And the widow has been fighting this. A year after her husband, Robert Lavoie Finicum, was fatally shot by police after a standoff near Burns, Oregon. His widow, Jeanette, is continuing her fight against the Bureau of Land Management. But it says here, an FBI agent has been indicted on accusations that he lied about firing at a rancher in 2016 when officers arrested leaders of an armed occupation of federal wildlife refuge in rural Oregon. Sources familiar with the case say the agent will face allegations of making a false statement with intent, here's a word, to obstruct justice. Will we have justice in this case? What would our founding fathers have thought if they knew that today, 200 and some years later, we're fighting over land, over ownership, over property rights, the very thing that they sacrificed for, and we are still fighting. We don't have one king. We have King Government Incorporated, the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. It's Freedom Friday. Do you have a freedom story? Do you have a hero? What are you going to do this long weekend to celebrate Independence Day, July 4th, 1776? These men signed their life away, literally. What are you willing to do? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. What sacrifice will you make? Or will you? 877-895-5410. You're listening to Beth Ann on CSC Talk Radio. It's Freedom Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we will be, the Republic will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. Oh, I love the patriotic music. It chokes me up. It just really does. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's Freedom Friday. It is Freedom Friday. And I have something else I want to share with you. I know I shared some yesterday, but while I'm waiting for heroes to show up here on the 877-895-5410 number, I'm going to keep sharing with you. And this book, I had this gentleman on, one of the writers. I had him on before I went to Nebraska. His name is William S. Norton. We called him Bill. And also a Brian Trotter. And this is The Miracle of America, Birth of a Nation. And some of the stories that I have shared have come right from this book. It is beautiful. If you homeschool, if you just love American history, you need to buy this book. And no, I don't have them here. I don't have them here to sell. But I'm telling you, it's a gorgeous book to share. The stories are such that you can share them with your children. And you should. I'm going to share this with you today. The Miracle at the Old South Church. In modern-day Massachusetts, there resides the famous Old South Church, an historic edifice that once was the tallest building in all of Boston. Now it sits quietly nestled in the midst of the towering office buildings of busy urban life. But this unassuming church holds a secret. An amazing story of faith and divine intervention. in October of 1746, during what came to be known as King George's War, France sent a fleet of nearly 100 ships to burn the coastal cities of America. The American colonists alone held no hope in matching the massive cannons, gun, and manpower of this great fleet. They needed a miracle. The governor of Massachusetts assembled what men and resources he could and called for a universal day of fasting and prayer. Thronging to the churches, people everywhere pleaded with the Almighty asking for that miracle. Time was short, as the fleet was quickly approaching their shores. The Reverend Thomas Prince, from the high pulpit of the Old South Church, prayed before hundreds. He offered up these very words: "Deliver us from our enemy. Send thy tempest, Lord, upon the waters to the eastward. Raise thy right hand, scatter the ships of our tormentors, and drive them hence. Sink their proud frigates beneath the power of thy winds." He had scarcely pronounced the words when the sun was consumed by darkness, and there arose a great tempest in the sea. The land was cast in shadow as great a wind arose. Suddenly, the shutters began a violent hammering, slamming at the windows as if the very hand of God shook the earth. The bell in the tower atop the old church began to ring erratically. Reverend Prince raised his hand high above his head. "We hear thee. We hear thy voice, O Lord. We hear it. Thy breath is upon the waters as to the eastward, even upon the deep. Thy bell tolls for the death of our enemies." He bowed his head in reverence, then looked up, tears streaming down his face. "Thine be the glory, Lord. Amen and amen." The following week would bring news that a miracle had occurred. A virtual hurricane had risen out of the Atlantic and sunk nearly all of those French frigates. The remaining ships were observed sailing, broken and battered, from whence they came. Boston wasn't burned. Charleston wasn't burned. New York wasn't burned. God had once again preserved the colonists from utter destruction. The miracle of Old South Church. So if you get to Boston, Massachusetts, you need to go visit the Old South Church. Miracles in the history of this nation are abundant. Miracles in your life, miracles in my life. We see them all around. There are hard times. There are very difficult times. Wouldn't you love to hear one of our leaders stand up and say, "Come. Come now for fasting and prayer, for this nation needs God's deliverance." Wouldn't you love to hear that? Freedom Friday, 877-895-5410. It's 877-895-5410. Freedom Friday. Well, here's another story of today. And we talked to Bill Bullard, and we haven't had him on for a little while. I need to get in touch with Bill. He told us that they were going to do this. Now, this doesn't mention RCAF in here, but ranchers are suing the USDA to seek the return of country of origin labeling. So we knew they were going to do this, and this happened, I've got it circled here, June 20th. Isn't it a shame that we have to sue the government when we're supposed to be the government? The bureaucracy is upon us, and bureaucracy is not, it is not liberty. Tweet that one out. Bureaucracy is not liberty. What do you seek on Independence Day? What story do you have to share about the days of old and the brave who were no different than you or I? No different. But they wanted and they longed for something completely different. No other country, no other nation ever had a republic where we the people are the ones in charge. And on Tuesday, July 4th, we will once again have a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence. When I did that, it was so meaningful to me. So what I would ask you to do when you listen on Tuesday is to get out your copy of the Declaration of Independence. And as I'm reading it to you, read it. Follow along. Know and understand exactly what King government was putting down upon the colonists, upon the people. What was going on then, unfortunately, parallels what is going on today. If you can keep it, Benjamin Franklin did say, if you can keep it, a republic. We have squandered our republic. We were lazy in our watch, and we forgot that tyranny is only a blink away. They say a generation away, but it's only a blink away, because there's always somebody there around the corner wanting to take what you have. And what we have today is government incorporated. It's a bureaucracy. They're out to make money. They're doing a good job of it on their own, but not so good for the company, the incorporated. And not so good for you and me. They say it's getting better. They say the economy's getting better. And I believe that that's probably true. But it hasn't hit here yet. It has not hit at my house just yet. I have an article here. We're getting ready to go into a break here shortly. But I have an article here where the GOP may keep some Obama tax increases to save the health bill. Senate Republican leaders considered keeping one of the former President Barack Obama's big tax increases on wealthier Americans and using the money to fatten proposed subsidies for the poor in a bid Thursday to placate moderate GOP lawmakers and salvage their struggling health care bill. Well, I know how to salvage their struggling health care bill, but they're not asking me. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is Freedom Friday. 877-895-5410. What does Independence Day mean to you? Do you have a revolutionary hero that you'd like to share or a quote? 877-895-5410. And we, the Republic, we need to be restored. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You know, I could just listen to that music. Solid. And cheer and cry and carry on. It means so much to me. I have another story I want to share with you. Think about Independence Day and the fight and the battles. Think about all the wars that this nation has seen. And make it personal. It is personal. Here's one. I just have to grin at the tenacity of our ancestors. I just have to. This is the battle at King's Mountain. Lord Cornwallis, elated with his victory at Camden, South Carolina, began his march toward North Carolina, his next step to complete victory. Cornwallis' flank was protected by Major Patrick Ferguson, a soldier with a treacherous reputation, who pillaged and burned the homes of American patriots. That's pretty personal. As Ferguson entrenched himself atop King's Mountain, an army of rugged men from the mountains of Tennessee surrounded him. In his arrogance, Ferguson proclaimed, "Neither the rebels nor God himself can dislodge me from atop this mountain." Before the battle concluded, the Americans sent him back to his maker to make peace with that statement. A statement that would prove to be prophetic. However, for neither God nor the rebels did dislodge him. He can still be found. atop that mountain in a shallow grave right where he died. The defeat at King's Mountain seriously blunted the British campaign in the south and forced a frightened Cornwallis to abandon his plans and retreat to Yorktown. I love the way it says, the rugged men of the mountains of Tennessee. Ferguson was no match for those rugged men, mountain men of Tennessee. They knew that mountain. They knew it probably frontwards and backwards. I've got some truckers that listen to the show, and they talk about how the highways in this nation are like their backyard. They know it. I'm one of those that's directionally challenged. So to me, that's just astonishing. But the highways are like their backyard, one of them told me. It's nothing. But the rugged mountain men of Tennessee took the arrogant Ferguson down. And what a victory that was. One more story to share. This is about a young girl. This one moved me. It was shared when I went to Nebraska. The man who wrote this book, Bill Norton, almost said the wrong name, Bill Norton, he shared this story. Now, in the area where I live, we have families with the last name Geiger. So for one reason, that perked my ears up. And for another, it was to whom she was taking the message. The Unknown Miracle of Emily Geiger. Some battles were fought by great soldiers and others by common people who fought and sacrificed for freedom in their own backyards. Pretty personal. John Geiger, a disabled American patriot, was unable to serve his country. However, he instilled in his beautiful daughter, Emily, a love of freedom and liberty. Emily, being a young woman, was frustrated by her inability to serve in the war effort and could therefore not restrain her eagerness upon overhearing an exchange between her father and a neighbor one summer night in 1781. Intelligence had been obtained that Lord Rawdon had divided his forces, leaving him vulnerable to attack. General Greene needed an immediate dispatch sent to General Sumter, over 100 miles away, urging the general to join forces in a combined attack upon the British regiment. Finding a willing man to carry the message would prove to be impossible. The route was considered a death sentence. The dense forest road was crawling with British and sympathetic Tories. Yet Emily was eager to volunteer. Night fell, and the neighbor departed, leaving Emily to contemplate privately on what she had overheard. Quietly, she took leave of her home and loved ones and made her way to General Greene's encampment, where she volunteered herself to carry the message. General Greene was extremely hesitant to expose the young girl to such danger. He explained that if caught, she could be tortured and hanged for treason. But this resolute young girl was willing to take the risk with no other option and with a very heavy heart. General Greene wrote the dispatch and sent her off to fulfill her dangerous mission. The first evening, Emily, weary from travel, stopped at a farmhouse seeking directions. The mother of the home, seeing that Emily was in physical despair, insisted she rest for the night. Emily had been asleep for 2 hours when she was awakened by a voice at the door. She could hear the men through an open window asking for a young female spy with a hidden message. Emily quietly dressed herself and slipped out the second-story window, dropped from the roof, and retrieved her horse from the barn, barely escaping into the night. On the second day, she was seized upon by three soldiers and transported to Lord Rawdon, who interrogated her. She, being young and innocent in the art of deception, left Lord Rawdon angry and very suspicious. He locked her in the guardhouse and called for a matron to have her searched. Left alone for a brief moment, Emily quickly pulled the dispatch from her pocket, committed it to memory, tore it into pieces, and began to eat it. She had scarcely finished the last bite when the matron appeared and searched her from head to toe, finding nothing of suspicion. Emily was finally released. She mounted her horse and, despite her exhaustion, made haste, riding through the night to reach General Sumter. She arrived that morning, weak, thirsty, and faint. But in reciting her message to the general, Emily Geiger completed her mission. It would be nearly 2 weeks before this brave girl would finally return to the safety of her father, within the quiet resolve of his sweet daughter, John Geiger, would find an uncommon miracle, and so would America. Emily's brave act of service proved pivotal to the success over the British. With the combined strength of General Sumter and General Greene, the Americans launched an attack against Lord Rawdon and his forces, leaving them crippled and unable to join Cornwallis, who would face General Washington and the approaching French fleet on his own at Yorktown. A young girl. Well, we know how teenagers are. They're always anxious to jump in. She saved the day. She was a brave young girl, and it made all the difference in the war for your liberty. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Freedom Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. But we are going into the final segment of today's show. I hope that you've enjoyed these stories. They're not just stories. They are personal tributes to patriots, young and old, men and women. And we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm calling this Freedom Friday. I hope you're enjoying the history that I've been sharing with you yesterday and today. And we will continue that on Monday and Tuesday, with finalizing it Tuesday with a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence. I encourage you to follow along while I do that reading. It was so... I'm certain that I got more out of it than you do listening. But it was an amazing show. My producer did an awesome job of putting it together, and I give him credit for that. I shared with you earlier about the GOP. They're going to compromise one more time and keep some pretty stringent taxes that was implemented during the previous administration. But a Gallup poll says that 61%, that is a bunch of a gob, 61% of Americans want the middle class tax cut. They want taxes cut. We want to be free from this bondage. It's been several years ago that I shared this particular poem. It was really a song. It was really the first American patriotic song. And it was written by John Dickinson back in 1768. You see, the grievances of our founding fathers, they didn't just happen one day. And freedom and independence didn't happen the day they signed that Declaration of Independence. But it was their declaration of this will happen. And through much sacrifice and blood, it did. But the song, in its chorus, says, "In freedom we're born." Our founding fathers weren't necessarily born in a government free. But you and I were. Our grandparents were. And we have squandered it. We hear about today, and it is ugly, the fighting that's going on between mainstream media and the administration and how they hate we will call them the left and the right, but I don't like that. But those that are obstructionists, and they hate the republic. They won't even say it, and I'm talking about both sides. They call it a democracy. It was not. It was a republic, if you can keep it. And keep it, we did not. This is the Liberty Song, and it was revised with an extra verse later in, let me see, what year was that? In 1770. So here it is. It goes along with Freedom's Call, okay, which I wrote this morning for you. Come, join hand in hand, brave Americans all, and rouse your bold hearts at fair liberty's call. No tyrannous act shall suppress your just claim, or stain with dishonor America's name. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. Our worthy forefathers, let's give them a cheer. To climates unknown did courageously steer. Through oceans to deserts, from freedom they came, and dying bequeathed us their freedom and fame. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. Their generous bosoms all dangers despised. So highly, so wisely, their birthrights they prized. We'll keep what they gave. We will piously keep, nor frustrate their toils on the land and the deep. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. The tree their own hands had to liberty reared, they lived to behold, growing strong and revered. With transport they cried, now our wishes we'll gain, for our children shall gather the fruits of our pain. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. Swarms of placemen and pensioners soon will appear, like locusts deforming the charms of the year. Suns vainly will rise, showers vainly descend, if we are to drudge for what others shall defend. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. Then join hand in hand, brave Americans all. By uniting we stand, by dividing we fall. In so righteous a cause, let us hope to succeed, for heaven approves of each generous deed. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. All ages shall speak with amaze and applause of the courage we'll show in support of our laws. To die we can bear, but to serve we disdain, for shame is to freedom more dreadful than pain. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. This bumper I crown for our sovereign's health, and this for Britannia's glory and wealth. That wealth and that glory immortal may be, if she is but just, and if we are but free. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. And in 1770, they added to this song, come swallow your bumpers, ye Tories, and roar, that the sons of fair freedom are hampered once more. But now that no cutthroats our spirits can tame, nor a host of oppressors shall smother the flame. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are ready. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men our money we'll give. In freedom we're born, and like sons of the brave, we'll never surrender, but swear to defend her, and scorn to survive, if unable to save. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Our purses are steady. Steady, friends, steady. Not as slaves, but as free men, our money we'll give. From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy back into dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. Freedom's call. Will you answer? Think about the Republic, if you can keep it, for which we have failed. But I believe together we can restore it, and together we most definitely will bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.